All right, we got a familiar voice coming back. We had Captain Bill Myers on a couple weeks ago. Captain, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, how you doing? Glad to be here.
I'm doing great. Just want to remind folks that you are from Delta Dawn Charters, and last time we talked to you, you were fishing out of Manistique, but since, it sounds like you've been running to Fairport.
Right. I've been traveling there out of Escanaba. I've been running over to the island.
Well, it's interesting because I have gotten a lot more reports from Fairport lately, successful reports, better catch ratios, things like that. So you're definitely going where the fishing is the hottest. Would you agree?
I hope so. but they are doing all right in Manistique. They're just getting more steelhead over there.
Okay.
And over by the gap there at Fairport, we seem to be hanging on to more kings.
All right, well, let's talk about, you just mentioned the gap, of course, and how deep of water are you typically fishing there, and are you seeing a thermocline yet?
No, I haven't noticed that, but we're fishing in 100, 110 foot of water. Well, I'd say 50 feet or above.
Okay, the fish are all 50 feet or above?
Seems like it, that's where we're getting them. A lot on lead core and copper, that's what they're mostly coming off of.
Now, are you doing anything different to catch kings versus steelhead, or are you just kind of doing the same thing you were doing over in Manistique, but just the ratio is different?
Yeah, just doing basically the same thing, maybe getting a little less orange out there. Steelhead like anything with orange, but...
Okay.
The ones we do get are coming off of riggers, so it's amazing they're down that deep.
That's very strange, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, usually we get them on a surface, but they've been down 40, 50, 60 feet.
Interesting. All right. Can you tell folks, are you seeing any temperature change at all that seems to be holding fish? I mean, you said you didn't see a defined thermocline, but is there a change area there?
Well, now the water seems to be warming up a little bit, but other than that, it's still right there.
Okay.
We're finding good water yet, so I guess that's why the steelhead are still around. Ain't super warm yet.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, because once that happens, they typically go out in the middle of the lake, 200, 300 feet of water, even more sometimes, and then they sit in the upper 50 feet.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, they get hard to find the steelhead when the water temperature gets warm. But the kings, too, they'll go deep on you.
Okay.
We're hoping to start seeing them over there by Washington Island area. We haven't seen any yet that I know of.
Rock Island Passage and whatnot?
Yep. Yeah, right in through there, DA can, stuff like that. But nothing happening over there.
Well, we got plenty more to cover with Captain Bill Myers from Delta Dawn Charters. And by the way, if you want to go fishing with Captain Bill, all you got to do is dial him up at 396-4001. And I know he does have a couple of openings left to get you out and catch some salmon out of Fairport. All right, so next Outdoor Report, we're going to be talking about hot lures, what he's been catching, and what he's seeing for alewives. So stay tuned for part two coming up later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.